of the spear is not a grape. The fruit of the spear is not a grape. You wanna be a grape, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Okay, it is time for the younger among us, all of you, all the kids among us, to go and wait. You've got to pick up, you have two jobs. You have to pick up food for the food bank and any prayer cards that people might have. Spaghetti in the thing. Everett, put the money in the thing. And can somebody take this to Pastor Ben?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, if there are any other kids who want to come and join us for our children's time, you're welcome to come on up. Now, guys, I have loved hearing about your summers and all your stories from the fun places that you have been. And I hope that you will keep telling stories about what you learned this summer with all the people out there during Lemonade on the Lawn. And we're looking back on our summer because something big is happening this week. Who knows what it is? Who knows what's happening this week? School starts this week. Now, most of us have a lot of feelings about that reality, and I bet they are not small little bitty, itty bitty feelings. I bet they are big, huge feelings like excited or scared or anxious, yes, nervous or happy. Yeah, I bet, or dread, or maybe you're feeling hope. These are all really, really big feelings. But we want you to know, we want you to remember that you are not alone. Can you hear me? I'm telling you, you're not alone when you go to school. Wherever you go, the love and support of this community goes with you. Look out at all these people. Turn around and look at all of these people. Look at these ones up in the choir loft if you can see them. These people are rooting for you. So, to help you remember that, hold on, guys. Can you hand me that basket? Thank you. To help you remember that, while you're at school, we want you to remember that, hold on a second, that each of you, that you got this. So we have these buttons for you to put on your, wait a second, for you to put on your backpack. Wait. So, we believe each and every one of you have got this, okay? And that some of why you've got this is because God has got you. Now, so you guys, we can go ahead and you can hand them out, Pastor Ben. Thank you. Now, there are two kids in our church. Shh, good listening. Two kids in our church who are starting school for the very first time. Do you know anybody starting school for the very first time?
Me.
Tavy, you're starting kindergarten, and Zach, who is at Camp Blue Diamond right now, is also starting kindergarten. And so, Tavy, we want you to know we have a very special gift for you today as you begin school. Can somebody hand me that purple Shine Bible? This, Tavy, is your very own Shine Bible. You can see your name is even in it. This is your very own. And we hope that you'll read these stories together with your family and that they'll make you curious and that they'll inspire you and that you'll always remember to shine the light that God has put into you. And we're very excited to hear all about your kindergarten adventures. Oh, good. I love it. Now, my friends, all of you, we are going to pray for you as you start school. But we're not just going to pray for you. If you are going to be a student at any level this fall, from preschool to grad school, I'd like to invite you to stand up right now. Yeah, you guys can stand. You guys can stand. That's just fine. And if you are a teacher, would you also stand? That includes all of you college professors. Good job. We're going to pray for all of you. If you are still sitting, I invite you to reach a hand out towards someone near you who is standing. If you're on Zoom, you can reach your hands out. Extend a hand in blessing toward all these students and teachers here, and remembering that we have students and teachers joining us over Zoom as well. Now, as I pray, this is not a repeat after me prayer. You can just let it be a prayer for you. Let's pray. God of fresh starts and new beginnings, we bring ourselves and all of our big feelings about the start of school to you. Make us ready. Prepare us for what lies ahead. Coat the year before us with miracles. Faithful friends, open minds, creative hearts. Be with these young people in classrooms and on buses and playgrounds as they grow and learn. Bless them. Remind them that they belong to you and that they are loved. Encourage each one with this blessing that they got this and that you've got them. Bless our teachers, God, these grown-ups going back to school too, as they give of themselves to help others learn and grow. Lead us this school year into life-giving rhythms of grace and light, where our regular routines can become the framework for worship and blessing. Amen. Amen. Now, before you sit down, kiddos, if you see someone standing, let's see if we can make sure all those folks also get a You Got This pin so they remember that we're with them. That's yours? Okay.
I was so excited about my new pen, I forgot it was my turn. The theme for the 2023 annual conference was Living God's Love, inspired by Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, which is, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Surprise, I'm going to share a reflection too. David thought it was his turn. It's not a surprise to you probably because it's listed in the bulletin that way, but I just wanted to say that I enjoyed being at annual conference without any official responsibility, but I heard that some church folks prayed for me in deepening, strengthening relationships, and I sure did that. I enjoyed visiting with people in the conference space and outside the conference space, and enjoyed sharing meals in particular with some folks like Pastor Cindy, Dave Wachowski, and Jim Tootin, who was there as our delegate, and also with Becca Ford. Those are among the folks who I shared meals with who I think you know. But anyway, it was just a really fulfilling experience, and I was so glad to be present there at annual conference.
It's funny that going to Cincinnati sometimes, you know, gives us this opportunity, going to annual conference, you know, any city, right? But Cincinnati just gives us this opportunity to visit with people who we could see right here on Sundays at Stone Church and in our community. And yet there's something special about being away and having an opportunity to just sit down and be together. Relationship certainly is, you know, sort of, for me, one of my biggest highlights during annual conference. And that comes in a lot of different ways. I have the joy of representing Juniata College at annual conference. And that means events like Juniata Lunch that we do, and an alumni event that we do in collaboration with all of the other Brethren Colleges and Bethany Seminary, and having, you know, folks come together and enjoy time together during conference because of our relationships with the Brethren Colleges. And then also a number of opportunities to connect with folks from across the denomination. And that, I think, for me is something else that I would lift up, this idea that while we have a wonderful congregation here, a wonderful, supportive Stone Church family, we also are connected to Brethren folks from across the country and across the world. And it is a fantastic opportunity to be reminded that we are part of something bigger than just what we have here at Stone Church. So the final thing that I'll lift up is a point of joy and pride. And that is, I think many of you know that Marty Keeney served as the choir director at annual conference this year. I must confess that although many of you probably think of me as being involved in all things music, I have never in my 20 years of attending annual conference sung in the annual conference choir. And I decided this year that I could not pass up the opportunity to sing with Marty and all of those other folks from across the denomination. It was a really wonderful experience for me, but I have to tell you that the best part was seeing Marty lead a group of singers from across the denomination. The smile on his face, the joy that he brought to that, the professionalism, the quality of his direction, but the joy that came along with it. It was easily felt in rehearsals and in worship, and it was something that made me very proud to be part of Stone Church.
I'm so grateful that the Stone congregation, you, supported my travel to Cincinnati to be the director of the annual conference choir. I had been to conference quite a few times 40 years ago, but other than last year, I'd been pretty much out of touch with the Church of the Brethren beyond Stone. Becoming reacquainted was great. Please let me share some of the parts of conference that were so wonderful for me. As the cliche goes, getting there is half the fun. This was certainly true for me as I was traveling with the bosses and the boys. We had a great time in the van, laughing together and listening to Artemis Fowl. Once I got to conference, directing the choir was tremendous. There were about 36 folks eager to sing in the group. I was sure relieved at the first rehearsal when I knew there were plenty of folks to hold down all the parts. You know some of the folks that reassured me by their presence. Lauren, David, Jimmy Tootin, as well as Annalisa, Kim Witkowski, and Mark Dowdy. These folks were so supportive and grateful to be singing. We had a tremendous amount of fun, and if I do say so, we rocked it in support of worship. I was so thankful to have some time to be with some old friends too. I was able to make music with lots of old friends from my earlier years growing up in Harrisburg. Ben, Sue, Brandon, Richard, and Joy. I managed to connect up with some second cousins as well. Tim, Rebecca, Anton, Mary, and Marla. conversations to catch up with former Stone folk like the Witkowskis and the Otoni Wilhelms were great. Last year, as a delegate, it was harder for me to do this since the schedule was so tight and full. It was a real gift to reconnect with so many folks again this year. Again, thank you, Stone Church. My cousin Marla Bieber Abey was an encouragement to me to meet some folks from Nigeria and EYN, the Church of the Brethren in Nigeria. I was hesitant. The early Nigerian mission was hard on a number of people in my family, so I've always carried some ambivalence about it. While I've always recognized that growing a church from zero to a million members in 100 years is tremendous, it literally cost the lives of some of my extended family members and imparted lifelong scars on some others. So I've been conflicted about being the grandson of Stover and Christina Culp, EYN founders along with some others. But Marla helped me understand that it had been really hard on her in her early years as well. You see, her family had spent many years in the formative EYN years. She had felt some of her childhood was lost, even sacrificed, to the growing church. However, she has found profound love for the Nigerian church and many of the people for whom it's been their guiding light. So I introduced myself to Joel Billy, the president of EYN. It was a moment. We shared just a few words, but were tremendously honored to meet each other. A couple days later, he gifted me with this liturgical stole made from the fabric commemorating 100 years of EYN. I was bowled over by the gratitude for my family that he was expressing to me. To me, he understands the sacrifices made to take the church to their people. Indeed, that single-minded sacrifice and example is part of what empowers Brother Joel and others to hold fast to their peace witness in the face of horrible violence and atrocity. I'm in a new and better place in my working through the complicated feelings I have regarding my family and EYN. I'm okay admitting now to being Christina's and Stover's grandson. Please ask me about it. So, again, thank you, Stone. I have lots more to share about annual conference, including stories of some new friends from the wider Church of the Brethren. So I hope you will reach out to me so we can talk together. It turns out I still love this denomination and its people. Who knew? I'm grateful to have been reminded.
If you're new to the Church of the Brethren, the annual gathering that the Brethren used to call simply the big meeting might seem a little bit odd. You see, we don't have bishops or a pope that set out for us the official doctrine of the church. Instead, we get together every year at the big meeting, annual conference, where representatives from brethren churches like our own gather together to seek God's vision for the church.
Jim Tootin served as our delegate, and he, along with the larger group, reflected on the hurt done to indigenous people over the centuries by the doctrine of discovery, often in the name of Christ, and the ways that we still directly and indirectly benefit from the actions of those who went before. They talked through next steps toward healing. We elected leaders to guide us into the future, celebrated new churches that have been added, even as we lamented those churches that have left the fellowship over the past year, as this nation's culture wars continue to divide us. We heard from organizations across the denomination like Brethren Disaster Ministries and On Earth Peace, supported by the offerings of our church and many others, that continue to proclaim the good news by word and deed.
those of you in the sanctuary received a copy of the wrap-up of all the business that happened. You can catch up there or online. These meetings were important, but the meetings around the meeting, in hallways and over dinners, gave space to talk with other ministers and hear the creative ways that they and their churches are adapting to the challenges facing the church, faithfully living out the gospel in this day and age. It was a chance to cultivate relationships across differences, worshiping and sharing together with people who don't always think the way we do, breaking out of our silos and building these relationships through face-to-face conversations that really matter. This year, we got to see in our own family the ways that annual conference cultivates the relationships that create the fabric of a new generation, too. Our boys are still in touch with one of their new friends from conference, and they all look forward to reconnecting in the years to come.
The meal events were especially inspiring this year. We celebrated 75 years of changing the world through Brethren volunteer service. At another meal, Maggie Elwell from Bethany Seminary encouraged the women of the church to see how powerful we are. And then she reminded us at the Bethany lunch what it means that Christ is our center. Jennifer Keeney Scar inspired us with Bible stories which heavily influenced our upcoming fall series that are centered on stories of lesser known, but no less faithful followers of God. And of course, the Juniata College luncheon connected generations of Juniatans sharing stories and thinking together about where the college is headed. Annual conference was another reminder that the church is full of people that we love, and that this church, Stone Church, is too. Stone is a church beloved by many who have been empowered by the time they spent here and have now gone on to new callings. And after all that travel and all those conversations, Stone was a place to which we were thankful to come home.
Let us pray. For the adventures of the summer gone by, Lord, we thank you. For youth conferences and the joys of camp, for the annual gathering of the churches in worship and study and fellowship, we thank you. But Lord, even as we celebrate, we know that this summer has been a struggle for many of us as well. We continue to grieve with Myrna and her children, the death of Dick Landrum, as we prepare to remember and celebrate his life together. We pray especially for them on this day, which would have been Dick's birthday. We pray too for Margie, who misses Dale, who died recently, on what would have been Dale's birthday as well. Lord, we pray for Myrna's granddaughter-in-law, Bobby Jo, as she recovers from surgery this week. We lift up Kathy's dad, who has been in the hospital in Harrisburg because of complications after a heart catheterization. Walk alongside he and his family through this week's procedures. We lift up Donna, whose mother fell again this week and needed surgery. Even as Donna, Lauren, and Donna's mother all continue to recover from COVID, we pray especially for Donna's mother to find relief from the pain. We pray too this morning for Virginia and for Jeff. We pray that you would keep the children and students safe as they head back to school. And pray for friends, for Jen, for Bill, and for Rick. Lord, watch over John, living in the Oaks at Westminster Woods, who rolled out of bed and broke his hip this week, needed surgery. We pray for John as he also has COVID and is now on hospice. Lord, have mercy. Watch over Calvin as he is now evaluated every 3 to 6 months. Thank you for the ways you have been faithful. We pray for Darlene's friend from high school who recently found out that she has breast cancer. We pray for support and strength and grace to deal with this. May she find the strength that she needs. We pray for Rick and Sandy Landrum as they finish packing so that they can leave on Friday for this move to Pennsylvania. And we pray for the tropical storm that will hit where they live in the next 24 hours. We pray too for the Nail families also in the line of the storm. We praise God and are thankful for this amazing family of support. Shelley and Myrna and Chuck and Rick have expressed their gratitude to this Stone Church community during this time of loss. Thank you that we do not make this journey alone. God, we pray for Sam's friend Riley and his family who lost their home in a fire last week, and for all of those in Hawaii still digging out from the fires there. We pray for all the people of the Southwest as the hurricane and its threatened floods bear down. Watch over us all. Give us the courage, the wisdom, and the grace to do what's best for each other and for our planet in the midst of ever more frequent extreme weather events. Watch over Carol as her foot continues to heal from a fracture. And we thank you that Eddie's hand is starting to get better. Please be with Cindy's mom, Jane, as she waits for new treatment following ongoing complications from pneumonia that she had all the way back in May. We pray too for Jane's family as they grieve the death of her uncle, H.N. Barnhart, this week. God, we ask you to care tenderly for those living with cancer and cancer treatments and for their families. We pray for Brenda's niece, Jennifer, for Chris's friend, Pam, for Val, Samantha, Gail's nephew, Calvin, Patty's mother, Lucy, for Chris and for Steve. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we thank you for the adventures of the summer gone by, but we look too to the future, asking your blessing on the adventures yet to come. We lift up all the students and teachers and staff returning to school this week. We pray especially for Tavy and for Zach, who will be starting kindergarten. We pray for Mario and Oscar, for Heather and Max, as they all begin new college and graduate programs. Give your peace to those who are anxious as the new school year approaches. Fill them with curiosity that leads to joy and connection. For the summer gone by and for the adventures yet to come, for all of it, Lord, we praise you and we ask that wherever our paths lead, you would continue to walk faithfully beside us now and always. In your name we pray. Amen.
Prepare to go back into our lives, back into the regular rhythms and ministry that this next week brings. I hope you will linger. Linger at Lemonade on the Lawn. Linger with these people with whom you get to share life. But linger too in this summer. What has been meaningful about it for you? What inspired you or made you catch your breath because of its beauty? What was hard? What stories do you have to tell each other? Linger here. Share with one another. As we go, as we end and begin, may you know that God goes with you still. And may God's love make you strong. Amen.